cool. I posted on Facebook. I'll just read it. I said, both Christians and non-Christians get too caught up in questions like, how can a good God allow so much evil? Or, if God created everything, then he created evil too. These are some questions that have actually hindered people from being able to believe in God of the Bible. But let's take a second and define a couple things. What is evil? Evil is not a substance. It is not a tangible thing. Evil is simply the absence of God. God did not create it. We chose it. Adam and Eve chose to disobey God's commands, and therefore evil was created. Satan didn't create it. He doesn't control it. We are responsible for all the evil in the world, and we are under all its penalty as well. But God, who is rich in compassion and love, not leaving our souls to the grave, has sent Christ to take on the punishment for those who believe in him, that we can live free and forever with him. Hallelujah, God is good. And so, of course, the pretty much always you put out a statement like that, the response back, if it's not, you know, a bunch of negative stuff, at least the question will be, and I got this from a girl named Jessica, my only question is, why does he allow it? Especially to the innocent children of the world. Animals and children are the purest of innocence, and there is so much evil, torture, abuse, put on the weak. Why? And that's always been my question, even as myself when was a child. And so I wrote back, yes, and that's always the question after a statement like this. First and foremost, we need to live in the place of humility, as in, who am I to question God's ways? Not mindless zombie style, but as in, we should ask questions and struggle with hard truths, yet always ending on, God, you are good and perfect, and I know your ways are much higher than mine, so I trust you. With that being said, now we come to the word allowed. God not only allows things to happen, but he is in control of everything. Now, the amount of control is an endless debate, so we won't get crazy about it here, but God is doing a work much bigger and better than we can ever know. We will understand much more when he returns, but for now we have faith in his plans. And that goes even for the innocent children. God never desires evil at all, especially to children whom he loves much. But again, we have caused all this evil, not God. God is controlling and ordaining all things to work for his purposes. Because his main purpose is for eternity, not this little world that we so desperately strive for. God knows that the eternal good that awaits his children and that washes away every sin, tear, and tragedy here. Let me end with this. Always remember Christ. As innocent as children are, Christ was the only truly innocent person. And what happened to him? The most evil that could ever happen to anyone. Yet God used it, nay, planned it for the most powerful, beautiful display of love and good that has ever been or will ever be. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. So, I wanted to encourage her that, you know, because she responded back, like almost apologizing for questioning God. But, you know, I wanted to say, no, that's great. You know, read the Psalms and hear how people not only question God, but they're struggling. You know, they're crying out saying, why are you letting this happen? It's not a bad thing to question. It's just we need to always come back to that place of humility and being in our place, knowing that God is good and he is in control. So these kind of things are great to ponder, and we need to learn where we stand and be comfortable with the answers of this stuff, because these are the hard truths that people struggle with. People can't believe in God for these kind of reasons, and to plant little seeds, you know, that people will be like, oh, I didn't ever think about that God's not causing this stuff. We're doing all the bad things, and especially the evil one. You know, my dad was caught up for a while, and I know a lot of people are caught up. You know, well, who created evil? And he would just keep asking these questions like that. And it's like, well, nobody created evil. Evil's not an actual thing, a substance, tangible thing. It's a lack of God. It's like you take the light out of a room and it's darkness. Darkness isn't actually a substance. It's just the lack of light. Yeah, so just these things that, you know, even just planting seeds, you're not going to probably revolutionize anyone's thinking, but it just starts small. It starts them helping them think, okay, maybe I don't have all the answers. And it seems to be I need to ask more questions and learn more. So I love you guys.